Life Audio.
Why Jesus Came. He is Greater Than the Ashes. Written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Isaiah 61:1-3. Throughout the Bible and ancient practices, ashes have often been the symbol of deep repentance and grief. As the days of Lent are acknowledged each year, we see all around us the visual reminders of ashes on foreheads and are reminded of this one truth: for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Genesis 3:19. Not exactly a nice thought to get your day going, but the reality of all of it sinks in deep, because, as many of us know, life is not always happy. Sometimes it's difficult. We feel pain, loneliness, even deep grief and despair. You may understand if you've ever lost a loved one or had to say goodbye too soon, left to journey through the dark days of grief, wondering if you'd ever be able to carry on without them at your side. If you've ever experienced a hard diagnosis, faced the fear of the unknown, and felt the effects of disease and pain. If you've ever sat at the bedside of a dying friend and held a hand that once was strong, whose life had been cut short from the ravages of cancer. If you've ever been to a funeral for a sweet baby or a precious child and watched the endless tears flow from hurting souls, if you've ever been deeply wounded, betrayed, abused, or mistreated, it's true, life is not always easy. It deals harshly sometimes, it seems unfair, and we may wonder where God is or why he didn't stop that difficult event or illness from happening. Job was there too. This righteous man who loved and honored God. Yet he lost everything. It crumbled around him, all he held dear. And he knew without God, he was nothing. We find him in the beginning of the book of Job. It says, he sat in the ashes. Daniel was there. As he and the people suffered under captivity, he prayed to God on behalf of his people that God would have mercy. He repented and confessed his own sin, his deep need for him. He knew where true strength and help came from. Daniel 9:3 tells us, "Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." Tamar was there. She had trusted and yet was betrayed. David's own daughter had been taken advantage of, then was left on her own, alone, with no hope for her future, to pick up the broken pieces of shattered life. 2 Samuel 13 tells us, "And Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long robe that she wore, and she laid her hand on her head and went away, crying aloud as she went." And in their times of ashes, they may have wondered too, where was God in it all? Deep grief, crime, captivity, illness, death of loved ones, shattered hope and broken dreams. His truth says this: he was there in the midst of it. And though we may not always see it or feel it or even understand it, we can know beyond a doubt that he is with us too, always. Jesus came to bring life, freedom, restoration, redemption, healing, favor, goodness, joy, and so much more. He came to trade our brokenness and ashes for hope and beauty. He will never waste our pain, but will bring his greater purposes from it all. We can trust him even in the most difficult of days and know that the ashes on our lives will fade away as his beauty within us shines brightly through. Intersecting faith and life. Have you sometimes felt as if your life had been marked by ashes, beauty, or difficulty? Choose to thank God today that even in the hard times, He's with you and has greater purpose and hope in store. Remember, there's beauty ahead straight out of ashes. Christ redeems and is greater than anything we may face in this world. For further reading, check out Matthew 28:20, 1 John 4 verse 4, Jeremiah 29:11, and John 16:33. Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.